Good morning and welcome to you all. After this service, tea and coffee will be available in this worship space. Please help yourselves, and we will help you too. And this will lead into our coffee and carols 11:30 service. So there's a little change. So it'll be in here. This evening will be our Carols by Candlelight service, starting at 6:30. Pastoral news. Please remember our friends and members who are overseas. Sulhi is missing our crazy Christmas traditions. And if you can, do email her. And remember our friends who, over the Christmas season, will be here visiting the food bank. We still have calendars and cookbooks for sale. Please take your alternative Christmas card that's with the service paper. The amount raised has exceeded £1,000, which will go to Christian Aid. So thank you all. There is one gift left to deliver for the house band, and it is for Anne McFarlane. So could you please form an orderly queue as you volunteer? Oh, well, I will personally give it to her myself then. Thank you.
We join together to worship God. God was with Mary and Joseph on the road to Bethlehem. The Lord is with us as we approach. May the Lord be with us as we worship. We join to sing, "Long Ago Prophets Knew."
Thank you.
We join to pray. Let us pray. We approach again the mystery and the miracle. God is born in human form, and God is with us. There are angels and dreams and stars and wise ones and wicked kings, and yet at the heart of the story there is a girl far from home and her betrothed who chooses to stay with her and care for her. And even though there are angels and dreams and stars and wise ones, the human story of itself is miraculous. We come before you, our God, embraced with the mystery of humanity. You are God who is with us. And we ask that you would forgive us because often we are sentimental at this season. We allow ourselves to be taken in by the tinsel. Forgive us for forgetting the human pain that is also in our story. The teenage girl, the troubled man, the brutal king. Forgive us, for when we are sentimental, we rob ourselves of the full joy of the story, the full depth of it, that you, our God, have taken flesh and come among us. Thanks be to you. Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. We say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Hello. Just checking everyone can hear me. Good. Let's have some children here at the front. Can you come to the front, Phoebe and Naomi? Come and help me. Go on. Right, I have a question for you. Dahi, are you cheating? Getting ahead of me. How do you know that I'm here today? How do you know that I'm here in this room? Am I invisible? So you can see me? Okay, so you can see me standing here in front of you. How else do you know that I'm in this room? Well done, Naomi. Yeah, you can hear me, can't you? Especially through this lovely microphone so that everybody right at the back can hear me as well. You can hear my voice. Yeah, so you can see me and you can hear me. I'll give you another clue that you might know that I'm here. If I come up to you... Good morning, how are you? Can you feel me? You can touch me, can't you? I can shake hands and say good morning. Good morning, you're too shy to say good morning. So you can see me, you can hear me, you can touch me. You might, and I don't know how to say this, but you might be able to smell me. Hopefully in a good way. Because I have had a shower, you know, shower gel perfume, you know. Hopefully it will smell nice. How do we know that God is with us? That's a bit more tricky, isn't it? How do we know that God is with us? Tahi, do me a favour. Hopefully, that's it, go through the doors and turn right. Little clue. Yes. One of the ways that we know that God is with us, especially when we think of Christmas, is because of this. You see what Dahi is bringing? Or who Dahi is bringing? Plonk him down. Who's this? It's baby Jesus. I'm going to show that I'm not a mother now. I'll just manhandle him. This is one of the ways that God showed us that he is with us. And one of the names that we give to Jesus that you might hear at Christmas time in some of the songs, or perhaps on Christmas cards, I'm going to teach you a long word today. Do you know what that is? Emmanuel. And it means God is with us. And that's the beautiful thing about Christmas, is that we are reminded in Jesus that we've got a God that we could see and hear and touch, and he is with us. And it doesn't matter whether we're happy or sad, angry, worried, upset, confused. God is with us, not just at Christmas time though, every day. So can you remember that name? Because I'm going to ask you later, Emmanuel. God is with us. God is with us. Dahi, can you look after Jesus for me? Carefully. We'll come and tidy him up later. We're going to light the Advent candle. Four Advent candles. Who's going to light the Advent candle? No? I'm trying to find a child that will light. I'm going to have to choose an adult then. Kino, you going to come with Daddy? Okay, adults. This never... Dahi's already done it, hasn't she? Have you done it, Dahi? Oh, come on then. The adults almost got a chance to do something they don't do very often. You've got to light all four, okay? Steve, this is yours, isn't it? I'm really sorry, I'm making a right mess of this. Is it locked? Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Right. Can you do it? Can you press on that and light all four candles? That's it, well done. She's an expert. Shall I lift that one up a bit? Let me, yeah, give that another go.
Good go.
Can you do the other ones? Pink candle. That's it. You're doing well. And come around here for this one. Well done. I think that deserves a round of applause. Well done, Dahi. Good girl. And we're going to sing all four verses of our Advent song.
So the first reading from Prophet Isaiah dates from the time when King Ahaz was seeking to build alliances with neighboring countries because of the superpower just off to the left, anxious about an Assyrian invasion. Isaiah's words are a warning and they are a blessing. And John Watts will read this passage to us.
Our reading is taken from the 7th chapter of the book of Isaiah, starting to read at verse 10. The Lord sent another message to Ahaz. Ask the Lord your God to give you a sign. It can be from the deep in the world of the dead or from high up in heaven. Ahaz answered, I will not ask for a sign. I refuse to put the Lord to the test. To that Isaiah replied, Listen now, descendants of King David. It's bad enough for you to wear out the patience of people. Must you wear out God's patience too? Well then, the Lord himself will give you a sign. A young woman who is pregnant will have a son and will name him Emmanuel. By the time he is old enough to make his own decisions, people will be drinking milk and eating honey. And even before that time comes, the lands of those two kings who terrify you will be deserted. Here ends the reading.
Joe Joseph is described as a righteous man. And righteousness is a key theme in Matthew's gospel. Which, if you think about Matthew's gospel, everything for us centers around the righteousness described in the Sermon on the Mount and the Beatitudes. And there, Jesus will say, strive first for the kingdom of God and God's righteousness. Sue Watts will read this passage to us.
The second reading is from Matthew chapter 1, beginning at verse 18. This was how the birth of Jesus Christ took place. His mother Mary was engaged to Joseph, but before they were married, she found out that she was going to have a baby by the Holy Spirit. Joseph was a man who always did what was right, but he did not want to disgrace Mary publicly. So he made plans to break the engagement privately. While he was thinking about this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, descendant of David, do not be afraid to take Mary to be your wife, for it is by the Holy Spirit that she has conceived. She will have a son, and you will name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Now all this happened in order to make what the Lord had said through the prophet come true. A virgin will become pregnant and have a son, and he will be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. So when Joseph woke up, he married Mary, as the angel of the Lord had told him to do. But he had no sexual relations with her before she gave birth to her son. And Joseph named him Jesus. Here ends the lesson. Thanks be to God.
Do not be afraid, Mary, to take Mary to be your wife. Do not be afraid to take Mary to be your wife. Do not be afraid. Why would he be afraid? So we have here the stories of Joseph and Ahaz. One is a hero and one is a loser. And the trouble is that in our ordinary, not Sunday morning, everyday lives, we would get them the wrong way round. One looks like a coward in that he has allowed another man to get his wife pregnant. And one looks like he's brave because he's a mighty man just about to go to war. And actually, the courage and the cowardice are the other way around. How tough it is to work for peace. How brave it is to raise a child as your own when you were not there when the child was conceived. All over Britain, there are men raising other men's children. That is how family life is in this country. And God bless them, I say. It's a highly demanding role. And those who do it are to be encouraged and supported. And their children, the children, need them. And here we have Joseph. King Ahaz has an encounter with God through the prophet Isaiah. And King Ahaz is taught truth. And he refuses to accept the telling. Isaiah says to him that although it looks like the king of Aram is going to invade, it will not happen. And Ahaz decides actually in his political wheeling-dealing life, the best plan is that he will make an alliance with the mighty superpower that is Assyria. Why is it when Ahaz encounters Isaiah and Isaiah gives him a clear teaching from God, Ahaz doesn't listen? Why does he not listen? Somewhere in the mix is Ahaz's belief that God does not have the power or the ability to sort things out. And so Ahaz comes out with some sort of religious claptrap to cover his indifference. Oftentimes, we have the experience of knowing that the voice of God is clear to us. We know what we should do. We know what is right. But just because we have a clarity about God, that does not mean that what we're hearing is easy. Ahaz thinks he's trying to protect his people by making this deal with the Assyrians. And Isaiah tells him not to do so. And Isaiah uses the events of the maturing of a child to give Ahaz some sort of sense of the time frame of this. Soon, says Isaiah, events are going to change. And both these political powers that just at the minute look so frightening to you, their power will be spent. How many of the things that we do today will we look back on and think how ridiculous we were? But I get it, that hindsight is a lovely thing. Joseph, on the other hand, is a brave man. He goes against the conventional morality of his time. He puts his heart on the line. And he must have really trusted Mary. So the question for us is, how do we cope with doing those things that we know to be God's will, but we don't like it? We know that we should knock on that door. We know that we should speak to someone. Or we know that we should keep our mouth shut. We know that we should let it go. We know it, but somehow we just can't do it. It's not unusual. We are anxious about how people view us. But I have good news. I have great news. We are not among the cool. Cool is behind us. We are not among the cool. And the minute we don't have to worry about cool, do you know what? It doesn't matter how ridiculous you look. You can look as ridiculous as you like. So we can be brave because we are not among the cool. We can be God's loving people living life to the full. So Joseph is brave with his life. He is brave with his reputation. He is brave with his heart. Joseph was a man of courage. Let me ask you. When was the last time that you did something that you think is brave? Doesn't matter what anybody else would think about it. For you, that thing was actually brave. Of course, for some of our brothers and sisters in Christ, gathering to worship is physically brave. Physically brave. They could easily expect that there would be violence as a consequence of them gathering to worship. They put themselves in a risky place by gathering in one spot, for they're an easy target and yet they gather. When they gather to worship, they are doing a radically brave thing. That's around the world. But I want to tell you, I was in conversation with a minister in this area who was telling me about one of the women, old women in her church, who every time she has anything to do with the church, her husband and her son mock her. Always. And she still comes to church. She still is a part of the community. So there is also the mockery that some people have to put up with to be part of the church and to continue in one's discipleship when everybody else round about you is thinking that you're the village idiot. That is also a brave thing. Sometimes, because you need courage to be a follower of Jesus, sometimes people think that actually you get away with it if you just, not rather than diving in to the full waters of discipleship, you could get away with it if you just sort of paddled on the edge. You just sort of half did it. Just put your toe in. Yeah. You say a prayer, eternally I'm going to be with you, Jesus, but just for now, I'll just sort of half do it. I won't be that committed. I'll just let everybody think that I'm still a sort of ordinary guy or gal. I'll just be, ordinary. There'll be nothing about me that's different from everybody else. I'll just be one of the gang, but they'll think I'm wise and sensible and knowing of stuff. That is not how it is. When you are a follower of Jesus, your voice is different. Isaiah doesn't say to Ahaz, this is your military strategy, this is how you need to do it. He offers a sign from God. That is the job of the prophet. Ahaz thinks he can sort them out. Isaiah has a word from the Lord. That is the voice that we bring. So sometimes we think we can just, if we just paddle, if we just keep our toes in the water, yeah, I'm a follower of Jesus. Yeah, I'm a Christian. Yeah, I'm Christian. How are you today? Just keeping it on the edge. Why would we think that loving God would be different from loving anybody else? If you love someone, then it's not a part of you. It's all that you have to bring. To love someone is to be totally brave. To give your whole heart. So you might think that the easiest thing is to stand on the edge and paddle. And think if you stand on the edge and paddle, you won't get hurt. But the danger is you won't actually live either. So Mary said to Joseph, she was pregnant. And that was it. And she went on to say that it was by the Holy Spirit that she'd conceived. And in a dream, Joseph had the sense that God was calling him to marry Mary. And when Joseph awoke, he wondered what he'd been eating before he went to bed. He thought what an idiot he was to even think of such a thing. He told Mary to get back to her parents. He refused to have anything to do with her and the contents of her womb. Nothing to do with him. Not on my watch. Good night. And his life was never what it could have been. And the joy and the purpose that he could have had, he never did. It was more conventional, but it was not as complete. Or, Mary said to Joseph that she was pregnant, and that she was pregnant by the Holy Spirit. And in a dream, Joseph had the sense that God was saying to him that he should marry Mary. And he did, grudgingly. And at every opportunity, he reminded her how generous he'd been. And he made sure that she knew he was being good to her. And he knew that he'd done the correct action, but he never married Mary with his whole life. With his whole self. With his whole heart. He always kept a part of himself back. And he never risked loving her just in case. And he made sure that everybody knew just how good he was being to make sure that nobody laughed at him. So he became hard-hearted and he never knew the joy of the depth of love. Or, Joseph married Mary. Even though he was frightened, he married Mary and he went for it. Let us pray. God be with us. When we are called like Mary, help us to obey. When we are tested like Joseph, help us to trust. Let us be like Isaiah, let us be like the angels, messengers of your truth. Lord, we pray. Amen. We join to sing, Child in a Mary, sorry, in a manger, Infant of Mary. We join to pray. We pray for fathers. We pray for fathers who are waiting for a child to be born, that they would have the energy and the wisdom they need. For fathers who are waiting. We pray for stepfathers, for adoptive fathers, for those who were not there when a child was conceived, but who now are the father, for those who now love a child as their own, whatever their DNA. Pray for those men that we know who have behaved in a fatherly way to us through the years, who have nurtured us and cared for us, been interested in us. We pray for fathers who have lost a child through death. For those whose partner has miscarried and often they are ignored. And we pray for those fathers who mourn around the world, for those who have seen their children die as they escaped or as a consequence of armed conflict or on the safe, supposedly safe, streets of their cities. We pray for those men who have not been able to be fathers. Whose pain is often not acknowledged. And we pray for those men who biologically might be fathers, but who have not been able to respond to the needs of their children and have not sustained their families. For those families where the father is violent and abusive. and for those men who struggle with temptation and violence and addiction. For those who do harm and for those who have been harmed. We thank you for those who have shaped our lives. For some, our Father will be an important figure to us. But for others, we will have been shaped by somebody who has no claim of family or kinship, who has taught us and guided us, shaped us and molded us, led us along the way as we develop as servants of Jesus. We pray for those fathers trying to find the right way to lead their child in the faith. And we pray with those issues and concerns that are ours on this day. And we pray for ourselves. God, who is known to us as Father, Mother God, who loves us with intimacy and with care, receive our prayers for all of them. Come in the name of Jesus. Amen. So let us continue our worship as we make our offering. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, who comes as the greatest of gifts, may we respond with the offering of ourselves, all of it. May we plunge into the life of discipleship and offer all that we have and all that we are for the work of your kingdom. Lord, we pray. Amen. Now, this is not my first rodeo, and I know that some of you will be thinking to yourself, blimey, don't like those carols. Ha ha! At the 11:30, we will be singing all the carols you want to sing. This evening, we'll be singing the carols you want to sing. If you want to hark the herald, you know, stay for a coffee or come this evening. And then Christmas Eve, 4 o'clock, and Christmas Eve night, 11:30, Christmas Day, and of course, Wednesday, 1 o'clock, lunchtime, in the foyer. There's enough. If you've got something that's absolutely burning your gut, tell me. We join to sing, What Child Is This? Been up to? What have you been making?
Dahi.
Come stand up.
Let's
here.
Have a look. Sure. Up you come. You can show us.
We've been making Christmas baubles about the real Christmas.
Amen.
One has stars on, and the other one has stars of the Christmas story. So we shan't forget what Christmas is really about.
Hurrah! Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for showing them to us. Whoops. Oops, and easy. We need a bit of sellotape on that one. So let us go forth as messengers of God. We are angels without wings. Yet we are called to carry God's glad tidings to a waiting world. Thanks be to God. Amen.